This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Yeah, windy. That's the name of the game today.
Hey, I tried everything I could to find something that would work, and this was as close as I could get.
Well, you did pretty well, I'd say. It sounds just like that, in fact.
Yeah, or worse.
Yeah. I had a pretty decent limb down this morning. Not one I have to get the chainsaw out for, but still a pretty decent limb.
Yeah.
And so it is a windy one out there, folks. Welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 Party Line. Thanks to the good folks over at TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now on 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com, and that's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoop's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoop's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marchand's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Lane's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi. Speaking of wind?
Yeah, real quickly, we are in a high wind warning, and the difference between
warning,
it's
100%.
Yeah, no kidding. But the reason why is because the wind is so strong, up to 60. They said this morning they changed it from 60 to 63 miles per hour.
Oh
yeah, hey, that 3 mile hour, you know, may make the difference as to whether you keep your roof or not. But anyway,
that's what
tornado roofing.
That's what I was going to say. That's why we've got tornado roofing.
We end up needing them. So, but yeah. Please be careful out there. This wind warning is in effect until 8 p.m. this evening. And then after that, it's going to decrease, but it's only going to decrease to about 30 or 40 miles an hour. So, and then finally overnight, it will die down to where it's hopefully nothing by morning. But this is going to be an all-day event. Steady winds, 30, 40 mile an hour, and gust up to into the 60s. So be careful out there, and please give everybody who is driving some grace, because you don't know what it's going to do to your vehicle. You may be in one lane, and next minute you know in the other. So,
and again,
just be careful.
I apologize for putting my coveralls away. It's my fault that it's going to be 13 degrees Tuesday morning. If I would have left them out, it wouldn't have been 13.
I told you, man.
And 16 Monday morning. So we are getting back into the teens.
Yeah, winter is coming back. And don't be surprised if you don't see a few. I got a message on my phone earlier that said there might be some snow flurries sometime today floating around just because of the cold wind chill.
Hey, stop
also,
talking like that.
Real quickly.
Stop saying that word.
I know. Oh, well, get used to it because it is coming next week. Anyway, Norfolk and Southern Railroad will have Jefferson Street in Mulberry closed for a couple of hours. We will update Clinton County Daily News, Carroll County Daily News, and Boone County Daily News when they get that reopened. So keep that in mind. We'll put the update on there. Or if they get it reopened here before we get off the air, we'll let everybody know. But right now, Jefferson Street in Mulberry going to be closed for a couple of hours due to evidently railroad work. So,
all right. In the meantime, we do have our guests with us this morning from Clinton Central School Corporation. We've got a lot of folks joining us this morning, which makes it kind of fun because we can talk about all different areas of the school system. So I think first we're joined by the athletic director, Nick Burlingame, and high school principal, Jason Lake.
Oh,
wrong side. That's okay. It's a Friday.
Sorry,
it's a
guys.
Friday.
I'm so used to people being on the microphone. I had the mic potted up instead of the phone.
Oh, you're fine. We also have Aubrey.
Okay. She's in with you as well now. Okay.
She hoofed it in the wind. Sorry, Aubrey.
That's okay. I made it over here.
Well, that's the important
part.
She's
little and petite. I mean, good grief. You could have blown away, chick.
I know. It is absolutely kind of crazy out there. You have to extra, you know, push extra hard on the doors.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning, and we really do appreciate it because, you know, it's that time of the year we are talking about kindergarten roundup and early learning roundup, and so let's start with that this morning, and tell us a little bit about the early learning roundup. I've heard of kindergarten roundup, but I don't know about the early learning roundup.
Sure. So we've got two levels of our early learning program. The first is Little Bulldogs. You have to be three years old by August 1st to come to Little Bulldogs, and we offer that half day for our families, which is until 11:30, or kiddos can come full day if parents would rather them come full day. So we do breakfast and lunch. Every single kiddo can also apply for our free and reduced lunch program. We are level three past the quality as well, so we have a planned curriculum for those kiddos. And it's really just designed for our youngest learners. In this program, students learn language and communication skills, gross and fine motor skills. We focus on them using their imaginations. That social-emotional development is a huge piece in Little Bulldogs as well. Self-help skills, really just early literacy and really honing in on just their curiosity and their development in that program. And then the second stage of early learning is early kindergarten. My own kiddo is in that program this year, and it's been wonderful. We've really just seen him shine. That program focuses on preparing students academically, socially, emotionally, just really getting them ready for kindergarten the following year. So he is doing simple addition, a lot of reading readiness. He knows his letters, his sounds. He's starting on sight words. They go to specials as well, so every week they get art, music, library, gym, and then Bulldog Builders, which is a time of imagination and creativity, and they just use different manipulatives in there. So, yeah, we're really, really excited. Early Learning Roundup is going to be Wednesday, April 1st, and then the following day is our Kindergarten Roundup on April 2nd.
So is the early learning, is that what we would kind of consider preschool in what would have been my day and age?
Correct, yes. It is our version of preschool.
And so they can just move from preschool there to early kindergarten and then go right into kindergarten? Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, that's correct. And we work really hard to vertically align those so that kids are building on what they learned the year before. And our teachers meet weekly to kind of discuss that alignment as well and make sure that their units are a little bit different. We're giving kids in all three levels a different experience that's really aligned to their development, both socially, emotionally, and academically.
Well, that seems like that's a win-win. I mean, when you can start that early in the building that you're going to be in for, you know, your elementary school years, that seems like a good plan.
We like it. We've seen a lot of success, and honestly, over the last couple of years, as we've done roundup, of course, we get kiddos that have been to other preschools or in-home daycares, and we screen them when they come through the roundup process. And it's been awesome to see our kids that have been in-house, they do better as they move into kindergarten because they kind of know what our expectations are, and we've really set them up for success in our program. We've absolutely loved having those kids in our building, and it's really fun to be down there with the littles as well. That's what I used to do in the past, was teach kindergarten, and so the littles have my heart for sure. I love our program, and I'd love to see it grow.
Do you still go down and read to the kids?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mrs. Golden and I both. Especially those fun times of year, Christmas and Valentine's Day, Halloween time, we'll pick those fun festive books and love to get into classrooms and read the kids.
And is there a charge for doing the early learning roundup and or the Little Bulldogs and early kindergarten?
So there's no charge at all for roundup itself, but our preschool runs at $125 a week or $25 a day, however you want to look at that. And that just pays for not only the lead teacher in there, but also we stay in ratio. We are past the quality, and so we really make sure that all of our kids have, you know, that adult supervision and that attention to care. So we have at least two adults in those classrooms all day long. And so all of that is funded completely separately, and it is parent pay at $125 a week.
It boggles my mind. You know, when I was in kindergarten, I remember reading these Sam I Am books and learning that way. And by the time they get to kindergarten, they're probably already reading those books now.
Absolutely. The standards have changed so much. And kindergarten, even 10 years ago when I was teaching in the classroom, is so different today. Our kindergartners now are, yeah, they leave kindergarten reading for the most part. So it's very, very impressive to see how much they grow from the start of it. And it's always such a challenging year, too, because you are getting kids that have been in in-home daycares versus preschools, like St. Matthew's, for example. They do a wonderful job of preparing their students as well. And by the time that we get them all in the same classroom, you have the student who maybe has never been to any sort of preschool, who can't even quite hold their pencil, to students who are writing full sentences. And so being able to just differentiate for our students and give them what they need to get them to a certain level as a first grader is really, really important. And in this day and age, they take the iRead test in second grade. And so the pressure of getting them to a certain level has definitely changed over the years as well.
Wow. Yeah, that is a change.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my next questions. Aubrey was testing in the elementary because that has changed so much. Can you talk about the differences and what the timelines are on testing now?
Absolutely, yeah. So honestly, I personally feel like our kids are tested too much, but nowadays, iRead is given in second grade and in third grade, and it's a test that they have to pass as a third grader or they are retained in third grade. There are a few exceptions to that rule for special education students that might have a diagnosed disability in reading, for example, but for the most part, that is the general rule. So last year, for example, was our first year where second graders were required to go to summer school if they didn't pass. Or were found to be at risk of not passing as a third grader. And so we've really had to restructure the way that we think about testing, that we think about preparing students to take that test in second grade because it's taken on a device as well, which is different. So getting students comfortable with a device and taking a test on a device, reading a long passage on a device is also a layer to it, and another layer of preparedness. Because some students obviously prefer, even as adults, some of us prefer reading a book and turning the pages rather than reading on a Kindle, for example. And so, yeah, we are honestly, though, very thrilled with our preliminary scores. We've been testing over the last couple of weeks. Our second and third graders have the highest iRead scores that I have seen in my time here. And this is finishing my eighth year as an administrator. So we are very, very thrilled, and I give big kudos to not only our students and the effort that they put into the test, but our teachers and how much they've advocated for the way that we've designed the testing process, just really tried to give every student the best chance to succeed as we could. We're testing in a lot of small groups, making sure that our special education students, some of them are tested one-on-one, so that the test can be, you know, a quiet space, free of distraction and things like that as well. But we are thrilled with the results that we've been getting back this year so far.
That lovely voice on the end of the phone is Clinton Central Elementary Principal Aubrey Akert. She is joined there today also by the high school principal, Jason Lake, and athletic director, Nick Burlingame. And let's move over to high school for just a minute here, because I'm going to try. And we want to get all three of you in this morning, so we might come back to you, Aubrey. But let's go to high school for a minute as well. And Mr. Lake, and let's talk about what you're seeing in the high school. What's going on over there now?
Well, we just had a into our winter sports season, so we had a winter banquet this week. Mr. Burlingame was in charge of that and did a fantastic job. We're going to have kind of a sprint to the finish after spring break, so we have one more week of school, and our spring break will start a week from today. And then after spring break, we will be, let's see, April 24th, we're going to have a mock disaster drill, so I don't want people to be alarmed when there's EMS out here. We're going to have different law enforcement agencies around, possibly even the Lifeline helicopter coming in. So again, that's April 24th in the afternoon. And then we have prom the following week and a senior trip that week. And then we will be getting ready for our senior awards and graduation. So it'll be a sprint to the finish after spring break.
We were just talking to Mrs. Akert about how much elementary school has changed in the direction of education, especially on that younger level. What's that look like on the high school side? Have things changed that much? I mean, I obviously didn't have an iPad in school. It seems like, you know, it's very techie now. But what are some of the other big changes that you've seen in your time there?
Well, and for junior high, too, as well, because you're both in the same building. So,
well, Aubrey has the little Bulldogs all the way up through sixth grade, and then the seventh through the 12th is in the high school building. I'd say the things that have changed is the influence of social media and cell phones and all the different social media websites and things of that nature. I don't really feel like I've been around for a while. So I started teaching in back in the 90s, and I don't think the kids have really changed, but our circumstances have changed, our world has changed, and getting that out there to the students about the dangers of using social media, and it's not all good, there is bad there, but we can use it for good, so educating our students on that, I think, is something that's changed.
And what about AI as well? I mean, it would have been so nice to have AI when I was writing a paper in high school or college, let alone trying to figure out, you know, if kids are doing the work. How do you guys analyze that and keep everything going in the direction it should be?
Well, AI is certainly a concern, but I think that you can use it for good, and it's just adapting your teaching to those times. And, you know, if students might write a rough draft by hand and then use AI to basically correct it and improve it and then go from that perspective. We are fortunate here that we have Dr. McIntyre, our assistant superintendent, who she got her doctorate in AI, so she's going to lead the charge in that for us. I want to give a shout out to one of our English teachers here at the high school, Mrs. Kreiling. She has accepted AI and has run with it and is really using it to help her plan lessons and to work with students in a positive way with AI rather than, you know, people are always concerned about students cheating, but she's using it in a positive way where it actually helps their students with their reading. She can use AI and give them specific details about what needs improved and how to improve it, and the kids have really enjoyed it.
That's interesting that you can use it basically as a teaching tool to maybe help kids understand why a sentence has to be structured the way it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that I remember when I was in school back in the 80s, you know, we were kind of, and I was one of those people kind of resistant of using computers, but as we know, all these years later, that's been a big part of our life, and I think the AI is out there. We're not going to put the toothpaste back in the tube, so to speak, so we need to figure out how to use it in a good way rather than just being concerned about students using it in a malicious way or in cheating or something.
You've come from a teaching background in the 90s, and you're an 80s child, as you just said.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. We didn't even have, I graduated in 79, and we didn't have computers for the students to use, so I get it. Yeah. Talk about STEM and how that has progressed. And Aubrey, you can chime in here too, because I know you have STEM in the elementary, especially in fifth and sixth grade. Talk about how you've seen those changes and that progression through your career.
Well, I used to work at McCottaqua Middle School, and we were one of the first schools in the state to be STEM certified. So I've been involved with it for quite some time now. Just for people out there who may not know what STEM stands for, science, technology, engineering, and math. So we try to, and we do this here too, we try to integrate lessons, and if we can get cross-curricular things going, that's always a plus, and get teachers who may not normally work together to collaborate and work together on different projects. It's been a good thing. It keeps students engaged and excited about learning.
One of the other things that is different, and I graduated in 1988, by the way, we had one diploma. You got it or you didn't. It's totally different now. Can you explain that and elaborate that a little bit?
Yeah, we're kind of in a transition time right now where it's very confusing. I'm not going to try to go through all of it because, like I said, it's very confusing. But our seniors, for example, have different requirements than our freshmen or our eighth graders are going to have. The state of Indiana is going to diploma seals. Here we have work-based learning going on. We have CTE, dual credits. It's different things. It used to just be, you know, you got a regular diploma or a Core 40 diploma, and we're in a transition time right now where we're switching over to these different types of diplomas.
So are they still going to have, like, similar parameters where they'll still have the dual credit possibilities and the work-based possibilities? It'll just be basically renamed?
Yeah, it really hasn't changed that much. It used to be you needed 40 credits. Now you need 42. And the state is really pushing for skills and work-based skills. So that's a big part of it. We have students who, like, may work in the morning and then they come for classes in the afternoon or vice versa.
High school principal Jason Lake at Clinton Central is our guest on Party Light, along with Aubrey Akert, who is the elementary principal, and then Nick Burlingame, who is the athletic director. And Mr. Lake, I wanted to talk about the college courses. That's the other thing, how early we get kids started. And then the college courses that now we can get kids through high school just makes them more prepared and obviously can save them some money. But that's a win-win for the students and the parents.
Oh, absolutely. We work with Ivy Tech here. And so it is possible for our students to earn an associate degree and a high school diploma and be awarded those at the end of their senior year.
And I think maybe people listening might be curious, what kinds of things can they get an associate degree in while they're in high school?
Well, it kind of changes each year. So we work with Ivy Tech to find out what courses are offered. It really kind of depends on what instructors we have and what we can get teachers certified to teach. That's a process that we use with the Ivy Tech in Frankfurt. They will look at our teachers' credentials and let us know what they are allowed to teach for dual credit. Some of our students actually go into Frankfurt and work at the Ivy Tech facility there in downtown Frankfurt.
I think that's interesting, and good for them. Good for you guys for offering that. Folks like us appreciate it.
How early can they take dual credit classes? I know some schools that I've talked to, they can start as early as freshman year. Is that possible at Central?
Well, we are starting to discuss that. There's a possibility, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but there's a possibility that we might start as early as eighth grade.
Wow.
But typically, the kids that leave off campus, obviously, they need to be able to drive. So it's going to be our juniors and seniors for the most part.
We don't want to leave Mr. Burlingame out, the athletic director over there at Clinton Central. And boy, there have been some big changes to the building over on the north side of the high school building and in the gymnasium as well. Can you talk about all of that and all the changes that have been taking place over there?
Sure. So obviously we've been very excited about the changes. Our new athletic entrance is a beautiful entrance. We actually just had the opportunity to host the boys basketball sectional this past weekend. So we were able to have a lot of different schools, a lot of different fans come and check out the new gym, the new floor, obviously the entrance itself, the concession stand, the weight room, all of that. And we were met with a lot of compliments and a lot of people pushing for us to continue to try to host as many things as we possibly can. And so that's a testament to our superintendent and everyone that's been part of that process and making sure that goes.
Yeah, it's definitely not the same gym I played in back when I was in school. By the way, full disclosure, Cindy and I both graduated
we're
from Clinton
Bulldogs.
Central. Yeah, we're Bulldogs.
We're green and whiters.
Go Bulldogs.
That's right. Hey, but I love the idea of the high ceilings because you no longer have to worry about bouncing the volleyball off the rafter.
Well, we've also seen some transition over there. I know that last year we had a change in football coach. And so what are we looking at for next year in that area?
As far as football specific?
Yeah.
Well, yes, you know, we were thankful for the service that Coach Finley gave us. Obviously, he was here for a few years and did an excellent job of trying to get our program headed in the right direction. And we do have a person that has accepted the position, and we'll make that announcement at the next board meeting.
Nothing soon. Huh?
Oh yeah, of course.
Darn it! I was trying. I know. I was trying.
Can't quite give you the name. Yeah.
You know, one of the other things that I have always loved about Clinton Central, as far as athletics, is that we have a swimming pool, and there are very few kids that go through that school that don't know how to swim at least well enough to save their life if they fell into water. And I've always thought that was so important. How is the pool holding up? It's been there a long time, and are we going to be able to keep continuing that as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's, again, a shout out to Coach Jones and Coach Hall. Actually, at our winter banquet this past Wednesday night, you know, we were talking. Coach Jones has been our head swim coach for the last 27 years and kind of has, and his staff, and they've, you know, established a tradition and a culture, you know, that kids want to step up and be part of. And, you know, obviously they've had a lot of success. Our girls swim team won the conference championship this year. Our boys team has had tremendous success over the years. And so that's, you know, obviously a you know, very important from the athletic department standpoint, is trying to do everything we can to give those people what they need and provide for all, not just our swim program, but for all of our programs, and make sure that our facilities and our equipment and all those things just give our coaches and our athletes the best possible advantage.
Clinton Central Athletic Director Nick Burlingame is who you're hearing right now. And now that you've made some big changes in the high school gym, what's the next thing on the docket? If you had somebody was going to hand you a magic wand and you could fix an area next, what would that be?
I will say, you know, looking at kind of some of our outdoor facilities now, you know, in the works, we have a new batting cage that is going up this spring. Next to our softball field. You know, I think there's opportunities to improve our football field, our track, our baseball. You know, there's a lot of things on my wish list, to be honest. But we'll just kind of take it one step at a time and what makes sense. And, you know, again, like I said, we are blessed to have a great group of student athletes. And, you know, it's my goal and our athletic department's goal to try to provide them with the best facilities and the best opportunities for them to be successful.
So what are you looking forward to in the spring sports?
You know, we did just hire a new baseball coach and Nolan Buckner, who I believe will do an excellent job. Our baseball program has had, you know, some quite a bit of success over the last few years, despite having, you know, some changes in leadership. And, you know, we've got some great athletes that are excited to compete this year. You know, some names that come to mind on the baseball diamond is Dylan Heaton, who's a tremendous athlete, great pitcher. He'll be kind of leading us on the baseball field. And track, you know, we had a lot of our distance runners who had a lot of success in cross country, of course, run track as well. The Spencer Dunns of the world. Carter Klein, who have done an excellent job. And then our softball team, you know, they're working hard, and Coach Helmick has had a lot of success there, and he does an excellent job. So we're just looking forward to watching them compete. And also shout out to our boys golf, who's had a lot of success, and we've got a new coach in our boys golf program as well, with Coach Logan Whiteman. So just excited for the weather to warm up and for us to be able to get outside.
And amen.
You know, as much as I love winter sports season, we're ready for some warm weather, that's for sure.
All right. And I wanted to make a note for Mr. Lake to hear this, because two separate people from two separate occasions have recently told me how well the band has sounded and how good of a job Mr. Duke is doing. So I just wanted to throw that out. One person was at a game and said the band was amazing. It was like being at a college game because band was there.
Yeah, we heard. And these are not people that graduated from Central.
Not Central grads. Said it sounded great. And then I know that someone went to ISMA the other day and said, oh my gosh, the band was amazing. amazing. So I just wanted to share that as well, because we love our athletic department, Mr. Burlingame, but the school does offer a lot for other folks as well.
Well, and I would like to kind of take that for Jason real quick, if you don't mind, because, you know, this is one of the first years that we've been able to have the band come to our sectional games. Before, the state didn't allow that. And so Wednesday night when we played, our band was there, and they were just tremendous. They do an excellent job. And, you know, I try to emphasize, you know, to our athletes, like, they appreciate it. You know, they love when they're there. When they're there at football games, when they're at basketball games, I mean, they put on a show. It's a loud environment. It's definitely an atmosphere. And so we like to think that that helps give us a competitive edge as well. And so we give a lot of respect to our
band. And I will throw this out there. I heard from other schools that were there and playing, and they would have loved it if you guys hosted again next year. They'd like to have the band there for every game, because, like Cindy said, you know, it was like the college atmosphere, and they loved it. It added to the spirit of the, you know, the games, and being a part of sectional, it brought that sectional fever out.
All right. We're running short on time, and actually Mayor Sheets is texting me saying, I'm trying to call in, and so we need to get to her as well. I just wanted to give Aubrey, are you still there?
I'm still here.
I just wanted to give you a chance to tell folks how they can get a hold of you for Early Learning Roundup and Kindergarten Roundup as well. Can you give folks that information?
Absolutely, yeah. It's easier than ever if they just want to go to clintoncentral.org. There is a button right on our main homepage there to the left side for Roundup, and they just click the link and fill out the information for their kiddo. Obviously, they can call the elementary office as well, 249-2244, and make an appointment that way, and we would probably at that point direct them back to the website. So clintoncentral.org.
All right. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you taking time out of your day. Have a great spring break.
Yeah, we definitely want to try and get you guys back on before the end of the semester so we can talk about all the summer programs that are going to be coming up, because I know that's one thing that Clinton Central does offer, a ton of summer activity between athletic camps and also summer school, all of that. So
we didn't even get to that today.
Yeah,
no, we can have
it
for another hour. That's
talk
right.
About, so.
We can have you guys on for longer. All right. So. Thank you all so much. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Go Bulldogs. Have a great weekend. All right. Nick Burlingame, athletic director, Jason Lake, high school principal, and Aubrey Akard, elementary principal, all out at Clinton Central School Corporation. We'll take a quick break and be back with Frankfort Mayor Judy Sheets after this.